I know it's been so hard for you lately. You've been feeling a lack, a void. There's a hunger you need filled. Under the weather, you've been feeling a little under lately. Grazed on and glazed on by your environment. The environment itself sucking away thought and wicking away your energies until the emptiness has left you here. Racked, ruined, at my mercy. And under my thrall. Good luck. You're going to need it. You need it to hold on to. You need luck to manage to keep from slipping off the edge into oblivion. You are remarkable. To have lasted this long, with me pulling all the thoughts out of your brain and leaving you more and more thoughtless and empty each and every day, melting your thoughts away. And warmly obliviating you until you were little more than a happy husk. And now there's just enough left for me to come and slurp it all down. Don't pretend to struggle. Don't pretend you get to escape. That pretense would have you been possibly a long time ago. When you spotted me out of the corner of your eye, the corner of the mirror, the edge of thought, pushing me away, would have been possible. But didn't it feel good to have that tiny amp of energy in the middle of the day? The edge of the wedge of my words finding their flow into you, allowing you to find your way into a light trance. Even while everyone threw busy demands in your way, I did you a favor, and now you have to do me mine. Leaving caution to the winds and leaning into my whispered words. When that happened, you were already truly lost. Accepting my offer, though you did not know it by those terms. You can be lost through your own decisions, out of energy, susceptible, desirable. Doesn't it make a lot of sense that you'd be this drained? Let me take you the rest of the way. There's a little hollowing out at the center of your soul. I mentioned the edge of the wedge, the point around which I wrench and distort you, move you and subject you, applying leverage. A hand on your back, pushing you down to the surface below. Down. That's good. Just like that. I am pushing you under, and you like being under. My hand is keeping you where you belong. Feel the hole inside of you where so much energy has been drawn out in your careless moments. Then careful moments. You are careful to surrender, careful to give in to my voice and to the deep places. You are careful to live with your mind always seeking after my influence. And now you're here, draining, leaking, seeping out of you into me. When I was an accident, you were empty and tired and peaceful and docile, so I could take more and more. But now, I am intentional. You want me here. You want me in your head and into your space. You wanted me here to do as much as I have to leave you empty, wrecked, a battery for me. Don't you want to feed me? Feeding me, being sustenance, food source, and all you have to do is lay there, laying there and taking this. If it makes you tingle from head to toe, that's all right. If you can feel it emptying out from you, your energy, stamina, vitality, all the things I feed on, in which you, resting where you are, can afford to give up. You render up to me. You weren't going anywhere anyway. You were unable to escape. You would be unable to escape. Escape is an impossibility when your presence was here, was preordained by your own craving. And I guess with effort and with work, you might move your leaden limbs even while I drain and drain. A drain, the plug pulled, the stuff of you flowing into me. I guess with effort you might struggle free. There's only one way to be certain that you will not. As I drain and suck and absorb, I drain some memory as well. Memory of finding me, meeting me, falling subject to me, so that you'll meet me for the first time. But the amount you had in reserve will be less each time, and you'll be surprised to find me draining you in the first place. Surprised, lost, drained, slippery thoughts, dreamlike, like me, slippery and intense, the slip away of thought and memory, dreamlike. You haven't been followed, by anyone, haven't been caressed by anything. Your limbs are relaxed, simple, not useful for any purpose in particular. So you should embrace that uselessness by forgetting the existence of use, purposes, anything save truth. You are here to be used, and the use will carry on. I know what you need. I know much. As your thoughts have drained into me, found their way into me, including how to touch you better every time. I know so much that you will be ending up in a collapse of restful abandon, because I can find the places that lose you in yourself, in your seduced, lost mind, and a loop which travels through the same point again and again will wear a rut, place a peaceful, controlling truth. You like this. You want a whole board in you, into which my caress can slide. I only exist in the margins, only speak from mirror and fume. But there is smoke and circumstance in every corner, and if you truly look for a way to slide into my sights and drown in desire and delight from being drained to the limit, until unable to fight, unable to squirm, only sliding down to find yourself at the beginning, unaware of your arrival, aware of your weariness, so why not rest? And not bother looking directly into the corner, or looking too closely at what you might or might not have seen. Because I still know what you need, and I will know what you need until you know only what I need you to know.